this is going to be probably one of the most honest videos I've ever done. Not as in I've never been honest before, but I'm probably going to go on for quite a while, meaning I'm probably going to share more honesty and truth in one video than I've ever done before. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. It's not prepared. It's not rehearsed. I just have a very strong intention for sharing this message and doing it right now. The title of this video is I Am Not Perfect and You Don't Need to Be Either, or Why You Don't Need to Be Perfect Too. I have worked as a coach with many different types of people in my life, many different types of people. And I would say in the last half a decade to maybe 6-7 years, I've worked with lots of very successful people. And let me tell you, I have never met anyone as a client, as a friend, as a family member, a coach, a mentor, someone that I look up to for inspiration or aspiration as perfect. I've never met anyone as perfect. But sometimes we feel like we need to be perfect, or not even perfect, that we need to present ourselves as perfectly as we can for us to not just be successful, but even just accepted. I know without any doubt that anyone I've ever worked with, and probably anyone that's watching this video, wherever you are watching this, that the number one goal that you want in your life is to be happy. And that's not a destination, that's a path. When you find your happiness, you live on a path of happiness. You live on the right path, with the right thought, with the right people, making the right decisions, the right choices, with the right language, with the right intention, the right attention, the right values, the right mission, the right vision, the right purpose. But you don't always get it right. And I said to a client, a former client, that like a lot of my coaching clients become friends, I said to him just last weekend, like I've said to a few people over maybe the last 12 months, I know in hindsight that I was not put here. My purpose was not to be put here on this earth in this temporary existence, my physical body, which is so temporary, to show people how to be perfect. My purpose has been to be a message. Like Gandhi said, Mahatma Gandhi said, my life is my message. My purpose is to be a message of you can live your best life. And in the pursuit of finding your own path and doing your very best to live on that path, and every time you come off that path, to get on it as quickly as you can, as safely as you can, you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to fail. And to share the message that I want to share in this video, because it's a story of my life being the message, a lot of the language that I'm going to use is going to be me, 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 I. But please understand that the reason why I really felt compelled to share this message is because everything I ever do is to do what I do, how I do it, when I do it, in a way that maybe, hopefully, it can inspire and encourage you. So the main intention of this video is to use my life as a message and a vehicle to inspire and encourage you, and maybe as a catalyst. You know, I actually said to someone recently, I want to live as a catalyst for change. I want people to view my life and to, by observing my life without judgment, or maybe judging me, and then learning that actually we need to not judge one another, but by observing my life, maybe be a catalyst for you changing something in your life. So I said before, I'm not perfect. And I'm sure many people say that, but I'm really, really not perfect. I'm far from perfect. I wouldn't even say that I'm perfect in one single area of my life. I have made so many mistakes. I have let people down. I have hurt people. I have chopped and changed things my entire life. I've made decisions and then gone back on those decisions. I've committed to things and then changed my mind. I've gone out and openly said, this is what I'm going to do, and then gone back a year later and said, actually, now I'm going to do something else. I have made lots of money, and I want to say lost it all, but if I'm really honest with myself and you, spent it all, because I've made lots of mistakes. And for a large percentage of my entire life, I've been really good at making money, and probably as good as at I'm probably as good at making, no, probably better at spending money than I have been at making money. Meaning, I will find ways to justify my behavior. I will find ways to justify my actions, to justify my investments, even if it doesn't make sense to anyone else. Why? Because I'm just doing my best to live my best life. And if you want to, which I'm assuming you do, want to live your best life, two things. Number one, you can't wait to be perfect. And number two, you've just got to accept with self-acknowledgement, with self-acceptance, with self-forgiveness, that shit's going to happen along the way. You're going to disappoint yourself. You're going to disappoint others. You're going to hurt some people. But the number one most important person for you to never hurt is yourself. If you say it's more important, and please, everything I always share is an opinion, right? So feel free to disagree with me. But if you live your life in a way that you just don't want to hurt other people, the result of your life will just be a version of you created by everyone around you, by the opinions of people around you. I think it takes so much courage to live your truth, to accept that one thing that maybe served you before doesn't. To accept that and to act on that awareness takes so much courage. To maybe come to the uncomfortable truth and realization that maybe someone once served you and now they no longer do, or at the same capacity or the same level or in the same proximity or in the same dynamic. To own up to that and to act accordingly takes a lot of guts, takes fortitude, takes courage. And although I might not be perfect, and although I've made many mistakes in my life, one thing I know I am is courageous. And here's the cool thing. None of us have to be perfect, and all of us can be courageous. Why? Well, because there is no one in the world that's perfect. And two, courage is a skill. Courage is a skill. Anyone can learn courage. So I want to give you permission in this video to keep going after what you want. And in that journey, on that path, take with you always self-acceptance, self-love, self-care, self-work, self-forgiveness, self-compassion, self-kindness. And that is why I have dedicated my entire life to learning self-work and to teaching self-work. In my past, in doing my very best through physical practices, emotional practices, mental practices, spiritual practices, in going after what I want, I've come off my path many times. I've made mistakes many times. I've seriously hurt people. Right now in my life, I'm hurting someone. I'm probably hurting more than one person. I've, in my life, even though I pride myself, generally speaking, by the way I choose to live my life, I pride myself on being a man of my word, not just to others, and living in truth, hence, oh, wrong side, having this here, living in truth. I want this to be obvious to me, clear to me, transparent to me, that I always see and speak with truth. But in doing that, it has meant that sometimes people are going to be let down, people are going to be disappointed, etc. And I don't like not being who I know I am, which is a person of my word. I don't like that. Who wants to be the best version of themselves, creates that, pursues that, goes after that with everything that they've got, and then has to own up to things that actually, in the process of going after that, they're not proud of? No one wants to do that. But you're never going to be on a straight line. You're never going to be on a linear projection. There's always going to be ups and downs. You're going to go left, you're going to go right. One of my friends from South Africa, we used to say when we were younger, something about you underestimate life's clever twists and turns, right? There's always these twists and turns that are things that we can't anticipate, that we can't expect, because we only know what we know. And what we go through, we might fail through, but what we go through, we grow through every time. You can't convince me that a failure that you went through, a letdown that you went through, a breakdown, a breakup, a divorce, a bankruptcy, whatever it may be that you've been through in your life, you can't convince me that you didn't learn something as a result of going through that thing. Don't seek to be perfect. Seek to be you. And the version of you that shows up today is a result of everything that you've ever done, everything you've ever been, everything you've ever consumed, everyone you've ever had in your life. Today, you are a result of all of your past and everyone in your past. But if you choose to today say, I'm not satisfied with my life, I know I can be better, have better, do better, get better, whatever, then there is continuous work to do. And in that continuous self-work and life work and life expansion and self-transcendence, things will change. Ultimately, you change. And when you change, it's crazy to think that everything around us should stay the same. Think about that. That is like dropping, or let me say that again. As you continue to seek a greater version of yourself, a more driven, more passionate, happier, certain version of yourself, more purposeful, more fulfilled version of yourself, as you go and do that work continuously, which is my obsession, by the way. One of my coaches said to me just recently, JP, you know why your circle is so small? Because you expand at such an accelerated rate, it's almost impossible for people to keep staying around you. But as you change, and as you do the work on you and your life, it's crazy to think that everything else around you should stay the same. That is like having a bowl of water, and you keep dropping water in, right? Clear water, as in same color. Clear water. Now you change the water, you change the color, and you drop a red drop or a purple drop of water or a black drop of water, and you expect the rest of the water to stay the same. No, it's going to change. As you change, so does your environment, so do the people in your environment. And to resist that is resisting nature. It's resisting truth. It's resisting universal laws of change and transformation and evolution and transcendence. And what's the word that I'm looking for? Things are always dying. Oh, I can't remember. The law of impermanence. The fact that things are always growing and the things are always dying. Nothing is permanent. I never want to be permanent, and I never want anyone that I ever meet to be permanent. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. There is no such thing as staying the same. If you think you're staying the same, you're slowly, slowly, slowly dying. But to go after the person that we want to be, we have to accept that as we do this work, and the more we do the work, the more disappointment there may be, the more transformation there may be, the more upset there may be. But you can either choose to go at it anyway with courage and conviction and do your best to, on your own path, forgive yourself or ask forgiveness of yourself, to ask forgiveness of others, and as well as ask permission from yourself to go after what you want and ask permission from the people around you. And if they don't give you the permission, well, I don't think that they were really meant to be in your life anyway. I was meditating the other day thinking that the people that you love always forgive you. I don't know if you agree with that, but I believe that. No matter what you do in your life, the people that truly love you always forgive you. But anyway, going back to what I was saying, you can either go after all of this and keep growing and keep evolving and keep becoming and keep expanding and keep transcending and keep growing forwards, keep growing in every direction, inwards, onwards, and upwards, or you can stay the same. And I can tell you, as a human being of 40 years in this body and as a professional coach of 16 years, actually 18 years, because before that I was my only client for 2 years working on me, I can tell you now that, like I said before in this video, everyone's goal in life is to be happy. And that's all I've ever wanted, was to be happy. And I am happy today, and I'm always seeking what will make me happy in the future. I grew up in a life where I love my family so much. I'm so grateful for my family, my friends, etc. But I grew up in a life where I didn't see happiness. My family were not happy. I didn't see happiness and joy unless it was around consumption of something that took them away from their reality. In my case, most of the time, it was alcohol consumption. Which is why today, even though I drink every now and again, I've had times where I don't drink at all, I've never been a drinker, like someone that drinks every day. I've never been in my whole life, because I saw that as a recipe for unhappiness growing up. And I wanted to move away from that, which is probably why most of my life I've revolved or put myself in environments of health and fitness and vitality and energy, etc. So I know that, one, I didn't know what happiness was growing up, because I didn't see it. Momentarily, of course, there was happiness, but there was no general happiness, people living happy. And like Dr. John DeMartini says, a teacher on the concept of eliciting your values and discovering your values and what is important to you, he says one of the ways to find out what is important to you in your life is to look at what you were missing as a child. Because whatever was a void, you will do everything to avoid. And even though I've been successful when I started my coaching business as a fitness coach, I was successful as a life coach. I've had success as a speaker. I've had success as a high performance coach. I've been a high performance coach for most of my 30s. I still am high performance, meaning I work with high performers on high performance problems, tweaking, making small changes so they can keep performing at their best, knowing how to thrive under pressure, etc. I've done all these things for a long time, and I've absolutely loved what I've done my entire life. I was very much a low performer growing up as a result of my environment. And when I realized, when I had the awareness in my 20s that, hey, I don't want to not be happy. I want to know how to be happy. And now at 40, having worked with all the people that I've worked with, observing through books, through clients, through case studies, through speaking, everyone just wants to be happy. That became my obsession in my 20s, to study happiness. I've never studied being perfect, just to be very clear. Someone said on one of my videos once, oh, the language that you use is like pointing fingers, like, oh, you're better than us. I've never once said that in a video. I've never once put the intention out that I'm better than anyone or I'm perfect or I'm nailing life. Actually, in my career, I've said at least over the last 10 years as a speaker, I've been speaking professionally or publicly for 10 years. I always say I have far from nailed life. Far. I don't say I've almost nailed life. I say I'm far from nailed life. But I still am here happy. And my definition of happiness is this. This is very important. For the clients that I work with, for you, for me, my definition of happiness is this. Based on my own life journey, my own education, self-education, everything, my own experiences, it's two things. One, being happy with where you are in your life right now. And two, being happy with who you're becoming. You can be happy right now in your life, but if you don't have purpose, as in you don't know why you're here, you're not going to be happy long term. You might be happy just having fun and being with friends and going out and partying, but if you don't know who you're becoming and you're happy about that, you won't be truly happy. And also, if you're happy with who you're becoming and you have an obsession to work, to serve, to do whatever it is that you're doing in the daily showing up of your life, but you can't be happy in the moment whilst you're going after that, once again, you won't be happy. And look, both hands up. I'm saying this is just my opinion, but it's a strong opinion based on a lot of evidence and a lot of research and a lot of personal experience, internal experiences, but also from my external experiences, having been a coach for so long. You've got to be happy now and with where you're going. And for us to be happy now, we have to keep growing physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And I'm going to add one more, financially, because money, I believe, is very spiritual. Money has never been my number one goal. I shared a video just recently saying that your number one goal should be grow. Become who you can become. Your number two goal should be, as a result of the person that I have become, am becoming, and will become, how can I make a difference? How can I make an impact? How can I encourage? How can I innovate? How can I make a dent in the world, as one of my friends would say? And then the third goal isn't actually a goal. It is the money goal, but it's not actually a goal. It's a measure. If you're growing really well in life, if you are giving well in life, then you're going to have wealth. Whether that's money or opportunities or abundance, whatever your definition of wealth is. And I can tell you that when I'm really growing a lot and I'm giving a lot, I'm sharing value, I'm showing up as the person that I'm meant to be, I'm, you know, whatever, living in my values and inspiring other people to do the same. The third one, I do not need to focus on. It just comes. So when you think of the law of attraction, you know, the law of attraction says, oh, just think wealth and you'll get wealth. No, but yes, you have to think wealthy. But the act of being in wealth and expansion and abundance is to continuously keep growing and to continuously keep giving. And once again, to go back to the theme of this video, I told you this was going to be a long one. When we grow and we go from where we are now to our next step, who we know we want to be, maybe we only realize today, who we know we can be, maybe you only realize next week, shit's going to change. You're going to have to hold your hand up and say, I need to go. You might have to write a letter or an email and say, I'm really sorry, but this is no longer for me anymore. Or you might have to close something down and realize, you know what, I thought that was for me, but it's not. Or as you change, without your intention of going out there and actively, proactively changing things around you, things will change. Things will break down. You see, because there's a beautiful quote, and it goes something like this. I'm sure I'm paraphrasing, but the snake that never sheds its skin never evolves. But the snake is not focused on the skin. The snake is focused on the evolution of itself. The skin is what falls away. And it doesn't sit there and cry about the skin that it's lost. It understands that for it to become the newer version of itself, it has to let go of the old version of itself. And once again, that takes, it's not just about letting go of what doesn't serve you. It's accepting your mistakes, accepting your failures so that you can move on. You cannot move beyond your own wounds. You cannot move beyond your inability to forgive yourself for your own mistakes and your own failures. That, once again, is our self-work. So to go back to the title of this video, I'm not perfect, and you don't need to be. Perfect to be what? To be happy. It's not a destination, it's a path. Sometimes you go off that path, but when you keep doing this self-work of physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, you get to live on that path of joy, of happiness, and fulfillment as much as you can whilst you're here in this very, very short life. And I really hope that it doesn't take this for you to continue to stay strong, keep moving, never settle, inwards, onwards, and upwards. But sometimes death really helps. It's a crazy thing that it takes us death to be reminded of life. Someone dear to me in my life had been in a life that they had created for themselves, and at one point had their best friend on their deathbed say, "There's so much more I wanted to do with my life. So and so," to my friend, "please, if there's anything that you've ever wanted to do, please don't wait. Go now. Don't wait for the right time. Oh, I think I've lost you there. Hopefully I have you back in the room. I'm going to say that again. My friend had created a life for himself that on the outside looked very, very successful. Very successful. But inside he knew, I can be more than I am. I can experience more. I can live more in my own values, in my own truth, in the things that fulfill me, light me up, make me come alive. But he had put himself in this position where it was too scary to change, and it meant letting a lot of people down. Only to be one day sitting at his friend's deathbed at an age that was way too early. He was way too early to be there on his deathbed. And his friend said, "There were so many things I wanted to do with my life. Please do me a favor, because I can't. If there's anything you want to do, just do it. Don't wait for the right time. Don't wait to be perfect. Just do it, because you don't know how long you're going to be here." And as a result of that, he made some very, very big decisions. And it meant hurting people. But he reached out to me and he said, "JP, I need your help. I need to tell you about something. And I need to act on this awareness. I can't ignore it anymore. I can't ignore what I know inside for me. And it's going to disrupt my entire world." He said, "I need your support." And I said, "I've got you." And I checked in with him all the time. And it was the hardest thing he's ever done in his entire life. In his entire life. Because he knew it would break people's hearts. It would let them down. It would not just hurt the people in his immediate, in his close proximity life, but it would go beyond that circle. And I said to him, "What's more important? Is keeping everyone else happy and you being unhappy for the rest of your life? Or moving into courage and accepting that people are going to get hurt and asking for permission to be you, to live your truth, to live your values, and asking for forgiveness. And anyway, just recently I spoke to him, and this thing that he did would have looked like a big fuck up in his life, a big mistake. How dare you do this? Or why'd you do this, etc.? And I asked him, how are you? And he said, I've never been happier. The biggest mistake, no, his biggest failure in his life that he had to own up to and put his hand up and say, I'm sorry, led to the greatest level of happiness and joy and fulfillment and personal freedom that he's ever had in his entire life. And that is why I am not here to show you how to be perfect. I'm not here to project perfection. I actually was going to say something before and I forgot. I always do that. Once again, I'm not perfect. But last weekend I was with someone that used to be a client, and they're now a friend. And we went for a nice ride together, a nice cycle together. And I said, I've realized that I wasn't put here to be perfect and to show people how to be perfect. I think I've been through so much in my life, faced so much adversity, had to overcome so much, changed so many times, disappointed people so many times, changed my mind so many times, failed so many times, privately, personally, publicly. I've had all of this, and I will have more of this in my life, because my purpose, my reason for being here, is to show you, or anyone that's willing to listen, that it doesn't matter how many times you fail. What matters is that you stay strong, you keep moving, and you never settle. And I am blessed to be gifted this life, because I would rather, in full transparency, even if I know me saying this is going to hurt people, I would rather change my life over and over again, cause disruptions around me over and over again, let go of team, let go of family, let go of friends, whatever, build new ones, bring in people, you know, then have to move on beyond all the things that we might consider as failures. I would rather do that over and over again for my entire life than stay somewhere that I'm not meant to be. And some of you watching this, you know right now that there's some place in your life, externally or internally, where you know, I no longer live here. Spiritually, in your heart, in your gut, you know, I no longer live in this place. So why the fuck am I still showing up here day after day after day? I will never say that I'm perfect. I will never say that I've nailed life. I will never say that I've succeeded at everything, because I don't believe that you have to nail life, that you have to be perfect, that you have to be successful at everything for you to live your best life. Your best life is very simple. It ain't easy to do. It's life's work. It is a commitment to your life to live your best life. But it's very easy to understand. And it's two things. One, what do you value? What is important to you? Well, what is most important to you? What are your values, your highest values? And number two, creating a life that fits into those values. Not the other way around. I've seen success over and over again, where people create a life for themselves that's successful or busy or whatever, and then they try and fit in their values whenever they've got spare time or spare money or spare space in their life or spare energy. That's not the recipe for happiness. The recipe for happiness is know what you love and live that. And that's why in my early 20s, I had this tattooed on my chest. do what you love, love what you do. You can't read it. I'm just sharing it with you. Do what you love, love what you do, and understand and accept that as you go on that path, like any path, any hike, any cycle route, any highway, as you continue on a path, shit changes. The scenery changes. The people next to you change. Maybe you break down along the way and you need to repair your vehicle or get a new pair of shoes or hydrate and replenish. But as we change, so does everything around us. So don't seek to be perfect. Seek to stay in momentum. Seek to stay in movement and continue to do the work on you. And like I said, the people around you that truly love you, they will always love you and they will always forgive you. And if they don't always love you and they don't always forgive you, then they're not your people. The capacity at which they love you might change. The proximity around where and when they love you might change. But love is love and forgiveness is forgiveness. I'm putting my hand up here and saying that I have so much more to learn in life. So much more. I'm putting my hand up here saying that to anyone I've ever disappointed or hurt in my life, I hope that you still love me and that you forgive me. I'm putting my hand up saying that I'm probably going to make more mistakes. I'm putting my hand up and saying in my career, I've made some big mistakes. I've done things very well in my career. I've done things very badly in my career. I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm not living my life for the approval of others. I'm living my life for my own approval. And there's only one way to do that. And that's to live your truth and what you believe is your purpose and why you're here. And that's an evolving process. You don't figure it out one day and then you know. You know, Gandhi got asked once, what is your message? And he said, my life is my message. There is no message that he attached himself to when he was 15 or 25 or 35. And he said, okay, I'm going to stick to that message. He said, my life is my message. And when I first heard that quote, that really resonated with me. And I thought, you know what? That's going to be my message. And this message in my life, or sharing a story of my life, the message in this video is, it's okay to change. It's okay to move on. It's okay to make mistakes. But what is not okay is living an unhappy life. That is not okay. Because if you go research on Google or YouTube or wherever, the regrets of the dying, the top five regrets, all revolve around happiness. I would even say, go research the top 10 regrets of people dying, and it will all come down to happiness. Not doing what they love, or not doing what they love more often. Not spending time with people they love. Not making more of a difference in a way that they wanted to make a difference. Not having more adventures. Not spending more time with their kids. All things about happiness, never about money. Money is a measure. And I would say that the ultimate version of success is when you're able to create a life that you love and you make a lot of money from it. Because that is fair value exchange. I believe all things in life are energy. I learned that from Einstein and a lot of great quotes and theories from Einstein. Everything is energy. And I believe all things are energy. And money is just an exchange of energy. If your energy is not in the right place, you're not going to have the right amount of money. If your energy is not on the right people, you're not going to have the right rewards and remuneration. And if you are not living in the right energy, you will never feel wealthy. You will never feel wealthy. So I really hope that this has been valuable. I hope this has allowed you to even if you take nothing away from it to, you know, put into practice, I hope it's maybe just inspired you in some way. If you've been following my journey or my career and you watch my videos and my content and stuff and you didn't know this about me, well, I hope this gets you to know me more, to understand me more, and maybe to accept me more. I don't know. That is up to you. And then most importantly, I hope that this video or audio, wherever you're watching it, because who knows where this is going to go. I hope that it gives you permission to be you. To be you. Even when you know that you being you, and you first with the awareness of actually who it is that you want to be, even if you don't have it figured out and you just want to take it one day at a time, you go for it, even knowing that it's going to come at a consequence, even knowing that it's going to come at an expense. You know, facing uncomfortable truths and acting on those comfortable truths, once again, takes a lot of courage. But as you face those consequences, you develop courage, you develop clarity, and you develop a deeper, a much, much deeper connection with yourself, your truth, and your purpose. So, as I usually sign off, in my perfect imperfection, I would love to finish this video and just say, stay strong, keep moving, never, ever, ever settle. And I mean that going inwards, going onwards, and going upwards. Peace and love. Self-love, self-forgiveness, self-acceptance. Do that work first, and then go do the work for others and pleasing others. Cheers.